my name's Mandy Bruford. I had breast cancer and I was diagnosed in January of 2000. I started asking everybody I knew, if it was your partner or if you were to meet a new partner, how would you feel if they only had one breast? And it was the men that I was asking. I was interested in the responses that I got back. Out of close to 100 people, I think I would have asked. I think there was only one person said that they wouldn't be able to cope with it. I was really impressed. It made me, as a person, feel a lot more confident. So therefore, because I felt confident, there wasn't any issues in my partnership over the sexuality or my body image. And that relationship had broken down later on, and I was looking at a new relationship. I think, oh my God, I'm going out there and I'm not whole. Who's going to want me? You know, it's bad enough you're in your 40s, who's going to want me anyway? So your list of why they wouldn't want you gets bigger and bigger. It's a very real concern for women, but it wasn't a concern for the men. And that was really comforting. If they care about you, they don't care about a minor disfigurement. We call it a disfigurement, but they don't see it as a disfigurement. Yeah, it's just something that's different. And I think from talking to other women that we build it up in our head that there's going to be rejections. And with the men that I spoke to, I think their biggest fear is that they will hurt you. So because they're scared that they're going to hurt you, they don't touch you. And then women, we see they're not touching us as a rejection of they don't want to touch us. And so therefore there must be an issue. There's not that clear communication. And everyone talks about communicating clearly, but most people don't know how to. So saying talk clearly really doesn't help. It's saying to them, you're not going to hurt me. If you hug me like that, it doesn't hurt. If you touch me here, it doesn't hurt. What does hurt me is if you lie on top of this bit, and that the pressure hurts. So that's what we need to be told that we can tell our partners, rather than talk clearly.